Page 204. The Maintenance of Empire.
Gentlemen, there is another and second great object of the Tory Party. If the first is to maintain the institutions of the country, the second is, in my opinion, to uphold the Empire of England. If you look to the history of this country since the advent of liberalism, 40 years ago, you will find that there has been no effort so continuous, so subtle, supported by so much energy, and carried on with so much ability and acumen, as the attempts of liberalism to effect the disintegration of the Empire of England. Well, what has been the result of this attempt during the reign of liberalism for the disintegration of empire? It has entirely failed. But how has it failed? Through the sympathy of the colonies with the mother country. They have decided that the empire shall not be destroyed. And in my opinion, no minister in this country will do his duty who neglects any opportunity of reconstructing as much as possible our colonial empire, and of responding to those distant sympathies which may become the source of incalculable strength and happiness to this land. Therefore, gentlemen, with respect to the second great object of the Tory Party also, the maintenance of the empire, public opinion appears to be in favour of our principles. That public opinion which, I am bound to say, 30 years ago, was not favourable to our principles. When you return to your homes, when you return to your counties and your cities, you must tell to all those whom you can influence that the time is at hand, that at least it cannot be far distant, when England will have to decide between national and cosmopolitan principles. The issue is not a mean one. It is whether you will be content to be a comfortable England, modelled and moulded upon continental principles, and meeting in due course an inevitable fate, or whether you will be a great country, an imperial country, a country where your sons, when they rise, rise to paramount positions, and obtain not merely the esteem of their countrymen, but command the respect of the world.
Benjamin Disraeli, The Maintenance of Empire, 1872.